Did someone say the 80s and the 90s are back? Look at this volume, everybody. OMG, I can't believe it. Let's just talk about a couple of things. Number one, is this dress zipped? No, it is not, because my husband could not get the zipper up. Does it matter? No, because this is a virtual auction. Number two, did I shave my legs? No, I did not. It is the winter and I live in Buffalo. Number three, what kind of shoes am I wearing? Flip-flops, everybody. Virtual gala. We are doing it. Yes, I see some beautiful outfits out there. I see some ties. I see some very dramatic one-shoulder action. I see some jewelry. I'm loving this. All right, well, I am truly honored to be your keynote speaker this evening. I am very excited to represent all of the voice actors who are located all over the country and all over the world. I want to welcome everyone to this very first National Association of Voice Actors NAVA Virtual Gala. I'm truly thrilled to be here. Being honest, I feel like sometimes I'm still just at the very beginning of my voiceover career in business. And I look back at over a decade of hard work, dedication, hustle, and drive. And I'm really proud to sit before you today as a member of NAVA's board of directors and your virtual keynote speaker. I want to give a huge thank you to Tim Friedlander, Karin Gilfrey, and my fellow NAVA board members. I also want to send a big thank you to all of our NAVA members. So many of you here tonight, thank you for coming along on this journey in our first years of existence. It's because of you that we work tirelessly to advocate and fight for our craft and our industry. And of course, I want to say thank you to Jamie Muffett and Scott Chambers for joining me on the virtual stage this evening to be our hosts with the mosts. For those of you who may not know me, I am proud that I'll be entering my 14th year as a voice actor in 2024. I was one of those very annoying children who performed at any opportunity, even if it wasn't a performance opportunity. And I dragged my parents to several auditions for community theater productions. I may have also starred in a probably illegal summer production of Aladdin well before Disney Theatricals had a stage version of the movie. But I began my professional career as an actor working in TV, theater, and film. And I was very fortunate to add voice acting as another avenue in my acting career. So whether it's commercials or pop culture documentaries, telephone systems or corporate training programs, I do it all and I love it all. When I was 22, I was diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis. And what started out as a weird knee pain and swelling ballooned into a full-blown mobility disability by the time I entered my 30s. And here I thought it was just my cheap Old Navy flip-flops. But suddenly the prospect of being on stage for 8 hours a week or getting picked up for hair and makeup in a van at 3 a.m. to be on set for 18 hours seemed like a total impossibility. So enter my voice acting career. I could walk into a studio and say, hey, can I have a stool? And nobody would bat an eye. And now, as the home studio revolution took over, I control my working space, my environment, so that I'm safe and comfortable and effective in my work and successful in my work. And in addition to serving on NAVA's board, I'm also proud to serve as a leader on the steering committee of the first ever Disabled Voice Actors Database. So let's talk about NAVA. NAVA's mission is simple: to advocate and promote the advancement of the voice acting industry through action, education, inclusion, and benefits. And I want to be clear that NAVA is here for all voice actors. Whether you are a well-known voice acting celebrity or you've just enrolled in your first voiceover coaching session or class, NAVA is here for you, working for you, championing for you, and celebrating you and all of your diverse and authentic selves. I want to acknowledge partners in this work like Voices of Global Majority and QueerVox, who, like NAVA, believe in the power of advocacy, elevating underrepresented voices, and authenticity in casting and our work. I thought a lot about what I wanted to say to you all this evening because it is a truly wild time to be working in a creative field and working as an actor. Our industry and many of the industries that we collaborate with are in a period of disruption, and we are paving new and difficult roads every day. It's hard to focus on yourself and your craft and your industry and growing your business when the headlines sensationalize everything. And it sometimes can feel like everything is hopeless and we are just screaming into the void. And I won't lie and say that it's all sunshine and rainbows out there. We're living through a period of record inflation. It's hard to find housing, pay your bills, feed your family, and even consider having a budget for enjoyment and travel. So I want to acknowledge that sometimes it feels like it's almost too much to manage. We're living through a tumultuous global climate with devastating images on the news and social media swirling around. And let's not forget that we have just survived a massive global pandemic and historic lockdown and quarantine period, the likes of which have not previously been seen in our lifetimes, and that I hope we won't see again this century. I would like to send a shout out to my fellow autoimmune warriors who have been reminding people that even if the lockdowns are over, it doesn't mean that COVID is gone and not still an incredibly scary and dangerous virus that wreaks havoc on immunocompromised folks and people with disabilities. All the more reason to celebrate that Nava has brought a health insurance option to the marketplace for our members. All you have to be is a Nava member, and you can enroll in health insurance for you and your family if you need it. I'm also grateful that Nava prioritizes educational opportunities, not only for the paying members of Nava, but also classes that are open to the voiceover community as a whole. Teachers have graciously donated their time or discounted their fees to allow as many people the opportunity to learn and grow. For those of us in creative fields, we are living through a period of enormous innovation, a sea change of technology, tools, resources, and intelligence beyond our wildest dreams when some of us were feeding our Tamagotchis in the mid-90s. Some of it is great. Automation is helping us reduce admin burden of redundant tasks. And some of it is scary, as we see the proliferation of synthetic voice and the use of AI in Hollywood and across creative industries. Nava has been on the forefront of this sea change in technology. We've known that we cannot sit idly by and wait for the creators to figure out how to communicate, regulate, or manage the effects of the changes in technology. Instead, Nava went head-on to advocate for our industry, our members, and the voice acting community. Enter the Fair Voices campaign. Consent, control, compensation. The three C's, the three critical aspects that inform how a voice actor can remain in the driving seat of their career. Being able to consent to the use of your voice, whether that is a live performance, for example, how your voice is being used in a commercial or industrial capacity, or consent on how a synthetic version of your voice is being used. The key here is it's your voice, whether it's coming out of your mouth or was made from your files and is coming out of a machine. Actors should have the right to decide whether or not they want their voice used for any purpose, including AI. It's your voice, your likeness, your persona, your biometric data. You get one voice and it's yours. If you do have a synthetic model of your voice, and let's be clear, synthetic voice models aren't going anywhere. There is a place for them. There are jobs that a human being cannot do. For example, when a newspaper goes to bed to be printed, a human being would not be able to record the entire newspaper cover to cover by the time the early risers are up at 5 a.m., ready to read the headlines and stories. Is that when news articles hit the internet in the morning? I have cats, not kids, so I'm still hitting snooze at 8:45, so I'm not the right person to ask. But there are real-world applications that can help a voice actor. Some of you may have heard Nava Vice President Karen Guilfrey tell a story about how a client of hers needed an emergency pickup on a project that she had recorded prior to getting on a cross-country flight. With the help of an online voice generator, she was able to upload her original recordings using the plane's Wi-Fi and generate a total usable, simple pickup that her client could drop into the video. Here is an example where AI aided a voice actor in keeping their job, not losing their job. I joke about it, but the point is, there is a place for synthetic voice models and actors. Actors who help and make them should have control to ensure that it stays where it's supposed to and is not used beyond the scope of any agreement made between the actor, the company, and the end client. Any usage beyond that original agreement is to be cleared with the voice actor whose voice is being used. And finally, compensation. Actors should be paid fairly for the use of their voice print and the licensing of their voice and or likeness. I think it's important to acknowledge that we aren't in this fight alone. Creatives in all industries are having these conversations in their workplaces, their industry groups, and in the media. It really brings new meaning to being stronger together. Legislation is literally being written on Capitol Hill as we speak around the privacy and protection of all Americans' biometric data, not just performers and creatives. Nava was proud to spend a day in meetings with senators and representatives to directly influence the language in these bills to support our industry and our livelihoods. Talk about building the plane while we're flying it, but we are doing it. Nava is putting our money where our mouth is and working tirelessly to make it happen. All right, enough about the robots. Let's talk about why we really got into this business. Where else but voice acting can you build an entire wardrobe of business casual pajama pants? What other careers offer you the ability to work seamlessly while your cats lay across your desk, providing a furry and vibrating wrist rest while you are editing? Who else would open a breakout room mysteriously called Room 5, creating friendships, traditions, and dance parties that go into the wee hours of the morning? The voiceover community. And that is what we are, truly a community. Whether it's someone asking for advice on Facebook, sharing information over email, or actually seeing some person in studio or at a conference and confirming they have legs below the Zoom window, there is a community and it's a strong one. I want you to hear this. There is more voiceover work than ever before. We are living in a voice-forward world with smart devices, smart homes, smart speakers, and talking cars. Your refrigerator tells you when you are out of milk with a voice. We are living in an audio renaissance, and people are rediscovering radio through streaming services, the explosion of the podcasting space. Even corporations are producing their own podcasts for employees. The rebirth of the radio and audio drama, narrative storytelling, audiobooks, and more. The work has not dried up, I promise you. The robots have not taken all our jobs, and they won't take all our jobs. There is more voiceover work than ever, and it's waiting for us. And I'm proud to collaborate with clients every day who value the power of human expression and creativity that we bring to our work as voice performers. Our acting and performance capabilities have value. The studio setup that we've expertly crafted has value. Our ability to deliver audio files 100 different ways has value. First name, underscore, last name, dash, source connect, underscore, no slates. Our knowledge of different genres and what standard performances need to be for those genres has value. Our emotions, feelings, nuance, and the ability to take direction has value. It is imperative that you understand the intrinsic value you possess and offer to your clients and know what you're worth. And it's more than just the dollar amount on the invoice that you send. We are working actors. We are a generation of voiceover professionals more well-equipped to perform and deliver than any time in history. There is work out there, and I believe there is enough work for all of us. I could not be more proud to be a voice actor in 2023 and a member and board member of the National Association of Voice Actors. Now, don't forget to submit your best and final bid for the silent auction, because raising money tonight for Nava supports a legal defense fund, access to scholarships, classes, and events, members-only and community-wide information and events, resources like the AI Synthetic Voice Contract Rider, an emergency fund for community members in need, and critical advocacy work around consent, control, and compensation for voice actors in regards to AI. Now, let's raise a glass and toast to Nava's first virtual gala and celebrate that we were all here at the beginning of this fantastic movement. Everyone, to Nava.